For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Lisa Lighty, a sophomore out of Fairbanks, Alaska. And first of all, Lisa, your team got a whole month off. What did you do over break? Did you head back home?
Yeah, I went back home. I spent a lot of time with my family. I mean, I don't get to see them very often. So, and we're really close. So basically just hung out with my family the whole time, skated, worked out, but a lot of family time.
How did your family spend Christmas?
Christmas is kind of crazy in our house. We have two big families, so you go to dad's side for a little while, go to mom's side for a little while, and it's hectic, but it's fun.
Okay, your team returned back to Bemidji shortly after Christmas. What was it like getting back on the ice with your teammates, and how long did it take to kind of get your legs back to playing shape?
It was fun. Gotta admit, I was a little nervous. It's kind of always hard getting back on the ice. Even if you skate at home, it's way different. Knew it would be hard skates, and they were hard skates, but they just prepared us for this weekend, and I think all of us are feeling pretty good this weekend, so it's nice.
Your team came out pretty good here, considering that it had been a whole month since you last had played. Coming off that weekend in RIT, how much confidence did that give you going into the second half?
I think those wins were just what we needed. It was a fun weekend. We swept them. I mean, we got lots of goals. It was kind of what we needed to end that half of the season and jump into this half. I don't know, it just made us kind of happier and like more excited to play this half of the season.
You come into Ohio State, a team that's played very well defensively. They've got a great goaltender. Kind of met your match here tonight against her, but then Emma scores that power play goal. Their special teams have been solid. They hadn't let up a power play goal in 36 chances, and then Emma Terrace records that power play goal. But how big of a goal was that for your team at that point?
That was a big goal. I mean, we were already down 2-0 at that point, and it was right at the end of the first, and I think we're getting a little down, and it was just what we needed. It was a beautiful shot from up by the blue line, and it was nice. That was one of our goals for the game, was to break their streak, and we did it, so it was nice.
Looking at the last two periods of that hockey game, best second period, I think I've seen your team play all year. Would you have to agree?
Yeah, I think even though we were down, it didn't faze us. We kept going, we kept shooting, and we were doing pretty good.
17-5 shots on goal there in the second. You finish 45 shots on goal to their 25. You look at that kind of a game, losing by one goal and outshooting them almost 2-1. What can you take from that into game two against this Ohio State team?
I mean, it's kind of hard. Yeah, we got lots of shots. You kind of have to give it to their goalie. Sove is really good. But that just kind of makes us think, like, how are we going to score these goals if we're just shooting at the net and she's kind of sucking them all in, just holding them tight? Like, we've got to get rebounds and we've got to figure out other ways to score with those shots, maybe second or third opportunities.
I know a couple of times there your team went in and crashed the net and then got called for penalties on both chances. And I was a bit frustrated up there. I'm not going to ask you how you felt, but what is it going to take to get those pucks past Sove?
It's, again, just getting in front of shots, blocking shots, tipping in front of the net, getting rebounds, backdoor plays. It's going to be a dirty goal that we're going to have to score, and dirty goals that we're going to have to score tomorrow, but we just got to work hard and we'll get them.
For you, you've been playing alongside Brianna Jordy. She's a freshman out of Thief River Falls. How much has she improved through this year?
She's improved a lot. Coming in, I think a few of the freshmen, I mean, the freshmen in general, I was just wondering and seeing how they were going to stand up and play. And she was fourth line for a little while, but she stepped up and she improved so much. And she's playing with me, and I love it. I love having her as a D partner.
Lisa, what is it going to take to split this weekend series with Ohio?
I think we just need to play like we did today. Maybe get a few more second chances and crash the net hard. But we were the better team today. Coach even said it. We were doing good. We didn't let the two goals against us faze us, and we just got to go out hard like we did today.
Good luck the rest of the way. Thanks so much. Always a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.